Okay, we are going to start Tzibikuf Tzadik Aleph today. Okay, Tzibikuf Tzadik Aleph, if you're a Sephardi, is the easiest Simon in the whole Yaradeya. If you're an Ashkenazi, it's the hardest, at least in Hilchis Nida. And you'll see why. We'll go through the sheet of the Mechaber and the sheet of the Ramah. As you see, the Mechaber is all of 6 lines long, and the Ramah continues for the next couple of pages. We have an idea that the Ramah never added Sifim to the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah, had he broken things into Sifim, this Ramah would have been broken into a number of separate pieces. But the Ramah never adds Sifim, and therefore he's Ma'arich and goes off on a bit of a tangent here in this case. The issue here is a rather common issue. That is the question of a woman who finds blood after urinating. That is, we're talking here where she finds blood in the water or on the toilet seat. We'll talk about the question of bidike afterwards or on a tissue is a separate issue. The issue with this sif, which is the whole sif, is the whole simon is one sif, is the issue of finding dam in the water after the hashtag. Now the Gemara has one item which is very clear, and that is the Gemara says that uterine blood does not come out with the urine. In other words, when a person urinates, we'll talk about that. When a person urinates, the urine comes to the bladder, and the body does not give out dam nida simultaneously with urine from the bladder. It typically doesn't come out together, and therefore, let's say a woman observes visually in the urine that's coming out of her body, there's blood. There would be no shaila in most cases. We'll see, but that we say that that's not dam nida. That means there's some dam. Maybe she has kidney stones. She has blood or something wrong somewhere inside, and there's blood. But it's not dam nida. The question is whether there are exceptions to this rule, and whether we have to be chayshish that dam nida came out besides the at the time she was urinating. This is the issue we deal with in the siman. Excuse me. We'll deal with all these issues. We'll deal with the lumdis. I think we have to do first is learn the Mechaber, and at least the Ramah to the degree that he talks about the ordinary case, the ordinary halacha, which is the beginning of the Ramah. So we are going to have now 3 shittas on this matter. We're going to have the opinion of the Mechaber, which as always is the Rambam shita, and then the 2 shittas in the Ramah. Our avodah today, before we talk about the lumdis, is just to understand what it says. And then we'll move on to the lumdis of what's going on. The Mechaber is easy enough. Ha'isha sheshtina mayim, v'yotze dam imei ragleha. A woman who urinates, and dam goes out with the urine. Bein sheshtina v'hiyay medes. Bein sheshtina v'hiyay sheves. Now a woman is more comfortable urinating when she sits. When she's sitting, the urine flows out easily. When she's standing, it doesn't flow out as easily. The area through which it flows is narrower. So the Gemara talks about a difference if she's standing or sitting, but the Rabbi Paskins, there's no difference. There's no difference. Either Gemara says a difference. So the Gra in Sifkat Aleph says that the Rabbi Shita is the Kol Hashak Vitaria. The whole shakla v'tarya in the Gemara, if she's standing or sitting or other variables, is all according to Reb Meir. And we pasken like Reb Yaisi. In the Mekor Bayim Chaim in the side, he explains, Reb Meir chayshina lebiyuta. Throughout Shas, Reb Meir is always chayshish lebiyuta for things that are not so common. And we don't pasken like Reb Meir. So the Rambam says that it's not normal for dam to come out with the mehashtana when a woman urinates, and therefore whether she's sitting or standing, harizu tahira, Afilu higisha gufa of his nizdazeya, and even if a body shook, nizdazeya gufa was an expression of kufpe gimel of a hargosha that a woman has when she bleeds. If when she's urinating, she shudders, and she feels a flow, that doesn't matter. Shargosas meiraglau hizu, because this is the feeling of the flow of urine. She'ei meiraglau min acheder. Urine does not come from the uterus. The dam zed dam makahu, and therefore the blood that comes out with the urine is dam of a makah b'chalcheles in the pathways through which the urine flows. I b'chul yom, maybe she has something wrong in the kidney itself, and therefore it's tar. So according to the mechaber, we have no issue. Any time a woman finds dam after urinating, it's tar.
What is the name of hargasha by itself without seeing?
We had learned that when a woman has hargasha, she has to check herself to see what flowed. Because we know what flowed. Just like if she checks herself and finds some mucus, we say that's what was the flow. So here we know she was flowing because she was urinating. So therefore, there is no issue. So the mechaber shita is easy, both, it's very easy, halacha l'maisa. The answer is she's always tar. And it's easy in lumdis. The lumdis is that we assume it comes from the bladder, even though it's not shchiach for dam to come from the bladder. Nevertheless, that's where we assume the dam came from.
According to this, from the chaver, kesem would be very rare. Kesem could also be the same kind of meiraglaim.
Only if the kesem came and she urinated in between. If her underwear is dry, there's no reason to think.
Since it came from the face of the meiraglaim.
It's different because a person doesn't urinate unless he thinks to eject the urine from his body. It doesn't come flat on its own, and that's why we don't. We don't assume that. Well, a urinary tract infection, if she's not urinating, there's no reason to say that blood came from there.
When she urinates.
Urinary tract infections are common. Okay, they're not always accompanied by blood. Okay, but sometimes it is. So the mitzias is that the praisdar, the vagina, which is the praisda, the passageway leading up to the uterus, has a place where the bladder enters the vagina, lower than the uterus, some place between the uterus and the outside of the body. And when the urine enters that area, comes out of the body, we assume that nothing came from the uterus at the same time. The understanding is that the urethra opens into the vagina, now, or at least into the inside of the body, past the neck, if Chazal considered to be the praisdar. That part of the anatomy, whether it's called the vagina or not, I don't know, but that passageway through which it comes out of the body, for a portion, is identical. That's the understanding. So the mechaber shita, as I said, is a relatively easy shita. And now we move on to the Ramah. Okay, the Ramah brings two shitas, so going progressively more chamor. Okay, the first yesh ayrim, now if you think about it in halach l'maisa, it's not so bad. When I say not so bad, I mean, let's see what it says. Yesh ayrim dein la'atira, ella, she's only mutter if two conditions are met. B'yosheves v'ishtina, she has to be sitting and urinating. In other words, the Gemara's chilek between Yesheves and Aimedes is la halacha, according to the Rama. Aval ba'Aimedes, if she's standing, it still depends. Ima kalachas l'techa safol, she has a regular flow, she's flowing normally into the bucket. V'nimsa sham dam tahira. Even if she's standing, if it's mekalachas, it's still tar. Aval m'shoisesin al svas ha'safol v'nimsa sham dam tameya. Shaisasin means, the way the Taz explains, it's not a normal flow. She has to press for it to come out. The way the Taz explains, it means that because she's standing, the area is more constricted, it's more narrow, and she has to force the urine out. v'nimtza shan dam tmeya, hayava mekar tzar chayzu lebekar o mevian dam. Because the urine has to go out and it's narrow, so a chayshish that the urine backs up in the area and somehow gets dam from the makar, from the uterus, and it comes out together with it. So that, according to Nisya Shaimer, a woman who finds dam in a toilet, again in a normal case where she's sitting, is always tar. 99% of the time, maybe 99.9% of the time, she's still tar. Not such a big difference. The only time it's tummy is if she's standing, and she has to concentrate to force it out, the urine out, so then we're afraid that somehow it backed up inside the body, and it's tamei. I'll mention to you that Dr. Abraham, in his Nishmas Avram, says he's not sure exactly how this would work mechanically, that the urine would back up to the uterus. But nevertheless, that is the explanation here of the chashash. So far we're still pretty good, because in Pshat in the Gemara we have a major machlokes and mechaber Rama, but in halacha lemaisa there's not much of a difference. Now we come to the third shita. Now I'll point out to you, before we read the third shita, that the Shach Sivkot Gimel says Kei Diril Fiyadas Daiti Muchach Mehashas VaYerushalmi Kiyesh Oimrim Elu Shem Rabbeinu Chanan V'Siyatay. The Shach says that he brings a number of rayas. The rest of the Shach you can only read if you're holding in the sugya. But the Shach says the Iker is like this third shita. And let's see what the third shita holds. The Yeshayim.
But Ramah says then it's coming by that. If it's just the shita, right?
That, I don't know what you mean, but you're saying Vadai? Well, Chayshish for the dam from the... She's Tamei, right. Well, if she's Tamei Vadai, it could be Mitam Safik. It could be, it's possible that the blood came from the bladder. La Halacha, she's Tamei. It came with the Hargasha, she's Tamei.
She has to push it out also. What if she's standing, she has to push it out?
Well, he's talking in a case where she's Tamei. Just the question is if whether to use the expression Tamei or Vadai. Oh, Tami Safik. It's Tamei la Halacha. Whether
it's different. If she's standing and it comes out normal, or is she forcing it out?
Right. We're saying only if you have both Tarti Lareyasa. Tarti Lareyasa, she has to be standing and forcing it out. That's the only time that it's Tamei. Once it's Tamei, it's possible it came from the bladder, but nevertheless, Chayshish that it came from the Makar, and she's Tamei. Yeshaimrim, a third Shita. And the third sheet is Rabbeinu Chananel. Now he says there are three conditions. Yeshayim afilu b'yeshevus ein lahatir ella. So you need a sitting ella b'bekalachas. That's the second condition. V'nimtza hadam toichasafel, and the blood has to be in, we'll call it the water of the toilet bowl, in the bucket itself. Aval sfas hasafel tameya. But if it's on the edge of the bucket, I'll explain that in a minute, she's Tameya, by medes b'chol inyin Tameya. If she's standing, she's Tamei no matter what. V'hochi dohuk. After the parentheses, he says, this is the minig. I'm going to stop here. This is the four practical parts, the end of Sif Aleph. So what's he saying? A third condition. Now, a third condition is a bit complicated. She needs A, standing, a sitting, B, flowing. So if she's sitting and feels the need to pressure herself to get it out is also a problem. And C, she needs that the blood is in the middle of the safel. When you flow, it falls into the safel. If it drips at the edge of the safel. So therefore you need that the dam is in the water. So l'chaira, this is still not so bad. L'chaira, we should still have no issue. The issue is the following. The way our toilets are constructed, when a person sits on the toilet seat normally, the area for which a woman urinates is over the water. It's not over the edge. It's not on the, she's not sitting over the svas hasafel. Which means the way our toilet seats are constructed, if the blood would drip out, not be part of the kiluach, it would still drip into the water. So the question is, what does Rabbeinu Hananel mean with this third condition? Does Rabbeinu Hananel mean that if she's sitting at the edge of the bucket, and then the water is on the edge, she's Tameya, that's a Reyesa. By us, there are no Reyeses, because she everything looks good. She's sitting, it's flowing, it's in the water. In that case, by us, it's Tar. Or does Rabbeinu Hananel mean no? If there's dam in the urine, we'll chayshish for dam nida. You need a proof that this blood came with the kiluach and not afterwards. And the proof is, if she's sitting at the edge and you find it in the water, that's a raya that it came with the urine. I told you when we started. Blood which flows with the urine is a chatar. So do you need a proof that it came with the urine, it didn't drip afterwards? Or is it just, there should be no reyesa? Now, if you look at the Shach, turn back to Shach Dalit, the Shach Dalit is machmir on this chakira, and if you read the Shach, you'll understand. Again, you have to think in practical terms. A woman today, normal urination, she's sitting, it's flowing, and there's dam in the water. So look what the Shach says. Elabim b'kalachas v'loishu shesas v'yosheves asfas ha-safol v'nimtza dam teich ha-safol l'chud. She's sitting over the edge of the safol, and the blood is found in the water, in the safol only. Dim isa debasa de tamumaya asa asfas ha-safol l'vayolesh takuche. If it dripped after urination, it should be at the edge. Aval if you find blood in the water and on the edge of the safal, she's Tameya. We say after the water ended, she dripped blood, and that's Tameya. But if she's sitting over the water, Saftisha, she's Tameya. For Rav Kitzar Bemuvan. And the Rav was Makatan, Ramon was Makatan, something that's understood. So the Shach here creates the problem. The Shach says that if she's sitting over the water, it's problematic.
You said that's the normal way for her to sit, though.
And that's the normal way that their women sit. So this Shach changes everything. The first Shita, the second Shita, Zicha, hold that blood in the urine, blood in the water is Tahar. The third shita, the way the Shach explains it, would hold that blood in the urine is blood in the water is Tameya. If she was sitting normally and sitting over the water, then she's Tameya. This is the opinion of the Shach. And the first question, of course, is how to paskin. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav disagrees with the Shach. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says no. Even if she's sitting over the water, the Ramah says you need three conditions. She has to be sitting, flowing, and over the water, and the blood has to be in the water. You have all three conditions. The Shach is saying it has to be a proof it came with the Kiluach, and he says no, it doesn't have to be a proof. Kresha, she's only Tahira if she's sitting over the edge of the Safol, sitting on the forward part of the Safol, and she's flowing normally and sitting. And the water is in the water. Right? As he said in the first words of the Shach, he said, V'yeshevet mikalachas loishiseses, V'yeshevet asfas asafol, V'nimtzadam teich asafol l'chud. That's what she's tar. So according to the Shach, she's only tar in that case. And in truth, it's not a kavod case. And the Shach is a problem. Question is, how to paskin. So when I learned this back when Yeshiva, we were learning these halachas, I spoke to Rav Dov Feinstein about it. And the way I wrote it down, I don't remember the discussion, but in my notes, the way I remember is he said the following. He said, look, according to the first two shitas, she's tar. So it will be mitzarif. The first two shitas say she's tar. And in the third shita, we have a machlaikis. Now, normally the Shach and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, we pass like the Shach against the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, unless someone is Chabad, he follows the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in all his dinim. But normally we would pass like the Shach. But since here we have the opinion, the first two shitas are meikel. It's only in the third shita that we have a machlaikis. So therefore, we could be meikel on dam, even dam that we find in the water. So this is the way, this is what he told me, and this is the way I have been answering Shilas. I'm a little upset because now, in reviewing this, I see, first of all, that all the Paiskim Paschal like the Shach, the Chaf Masad, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Archa Shulchan, all Paschal like the Shach. They are all Machmir. Rabbi Eider, in his Hilchas Nida, says that Rav Moshe Paschim Lachumra as well. Now, there's a rule, although so no Rav David, you can't ask Rav David, but Rav Moshe said. So he says, go ask Rav Moshe. You know, that was Rav David's, right? That was his line always. So it's a little difficult. Now I don't know what I would do. Someone asked me to shayla, tell him to call somebody else, because I don't know what to do. It's on the one hand, it's divrei tam that the first two shittis are shittis that are mekel legamri, or you have machlokes in the third shita. On the other hand, what are you going to do? The chach besad, the shach, the chachalon, the kitzer, and at the bottom the teres hashlamim passes like the shach. Everyone sees the passage like the shach. The rabbah says halchidog like the third shita. And therefore, it's a bit of a difficulty. All right, so let's talk about the lumdis here. I told you when we started the mechaber, the Ramah. It's easy to read. A person can write out the three shitas. Mechaber is mekel legamri. Ramah said you just need sitting and flowing, and the shach said the Ramah, according to the shach, holds you need also mayim teches halva. It's relatively easy. Shitas. In Lumdis, I have a problem, and I spent quite a bit of time trying to come to an answer, and I'm a little frustrated because I have what seems to me to be a very obvious problem. Maybe someone here will answer it. I don't know. And this is my issue. We know, as a rule of thumb, that ksamim are derabbanan, and we're taila by ksamim. We're very makel by a kesem. What I mean to say is, a woman finds a stain, she had no hargasha, she didn't feel the blood flowing out, she finds a stain, well, extremely makel. We're makel on colored, we're makel smaller than a gris, we're makel on mechubala karka, we're makel, even though we really, if you ask me, I think it's uterine blood. That's a nursing woman who tends to stain sometimes, no, it's uterine blood. But we're makel because somebody are bottom. Hey Mamru, hey Mamru. There are bodies sex summon, and they said you could be Taylor. So the woman finds a kesem, and she had a bloody nose that day, or she was Isaac, and it's funny, it says she was preparing chicken. Today chickens don't have blood. Once upon a time, chickens used to have blood. So it says she was Isaac with balsa, with Taylor, like summon. Now, down that comes out with the urine, with the flow, is Argosha. She feels Argosha. So there we have a Kabbalah from the Gemara that no one disagrees with, that blood which comes out with the urine doesn't come from the Bekar. The body, we don't expect that the body should expel both simultaneously. Okay? Why are we afraid that after she finished urinating, then blood came out, so the urine was flowing, that's Techasafo, and that's Lashon of the Shach, that after she finished urinating, maybe the blood came out then. But if the blood came out then, there's no reason for me to say she had a hargasha. This woman never has hargashas today. Women, it's not common. When they have a regular flow, maybe they have hargasha. But they don't typically have hargashas. So I would say, when it's flowing, so we have an undina that it's not from the makar. Elamai, when she finished flowing, then we're afraid that dam punk then came out. But why can't I be taila? If I'm chayshish for dam kesem, which is dam after the flowing ended, I see dam in the urine, so why not be taila that it came with the urine? We have a cloud that by dam ksamim we're always taila. The worst thing we have here is dam kesem, dam b'li hargasha. So dam b'li hargasha, you're allowed to be taila. Why should I say it tripped out afterwards? Now bishlama, like the Shulchan Aruch Harav, If she's sitting over the edge of the Safo and there's blood on the edge of the Safo, so I agree, that didn't flow, that tripped, so it didn't come with the urine, she's Tameya. But when she's sitting over the Emsa Safo like today, So it's only a kshayla. Did it come with the urine? Did it come afterwards? So in the lumdis of this sugya, I'm very novach. I don't understand how to explain it. It's true. But even when she finds dam on white, bigger than a gris, and makabel toma, if no, not makhubra is worse than imam. Okay, let me, I'll lay it to you. In Simin Kuf Tzadik Sif Yud, there's a Ramah, it will be a Mechaber in Mishkan, right? It's a Ramah in Kuf Tzadik Sif Yud. It says there, Kesem Shadim Saldavar She'enim Akabal Tuma, like Gazra. Ksamim that you find on Mechubal Akarka, Chazawa Nagazer, whatever the lum this is, not the Geatas, it's often a Mechaber, nobody argues. If I Kesem on Mechubal Akarka, like Gazra, what are the examples? Shulchan Aruch says Ketzad, Botka Karka Oilam. Gives an example of Karka. She's sitting on the floor, and she finds dam. She knows there was no dam before. Now there's a stain. She's tar. The Rama says, Oi, Besa Kisei. Shein HaMakabal Tumah. The Mepharshim here in the Hisra Shuvah says it means the seat of the Besa Kisei. She finds dam on the seat of the Besa Kisei. It's white, more than a gris. She finds dam there, without a hargasha. Then it's tar. Because it's a Durabanan, some is Durabanan, they were not guys. I'm a Chubalakaka. If you have a toilet, Chubalakaka, it's more Kuladik. Because Chubalakaka is more Kuladik. So our Safalim are Chubalakaka.
Yeah, but the ones
the Shach were not Chubalakaka. Alright, it's true. These maybe were not Chubalakaka. Nevertheless, with the Gaya to what I'm arguing, that we should be Taylor. Being Taylor doesn't depend on Mechubal Karka. Being Taylor is even if she finds a Kesem on white, bigger than a gris, not Mechubal Karka. If she had a nosebleed that day, she could be Taylor that the blood from the nosebleed came to that place. Why? But if it came from her nose, we could be tight. I could be tight. If I don't know if it came from the uterus or from a nosebleed, we're tight on the huckle. So if I don't know if it came from the uterus or from the bladder, why can't I be tight on the same thing? Then it came from the bladder.
So the comment says we were faced that
Chayzer
was
in
the Tsar, or they was
Chayzer
somehow.
No, Chayzer is when she's standing and she says, that's, we're afraid it backed up and it brought down. And then it went with the urine. That I understand. I don't have any problem. My problem is here, with the Shach explained, and Shach Dalid, if you'll be say that after the May Raglayim finished, it came, right? That's how the Shach explains. That this third sheet, of Rebbeinu Chananel, is not chayshish for urine backing up and bringing it, which would come with the flow, but for basa the tamumaya, after she finished urinating, then the dam came. If after you urinate the dam came, that's regular dine kesem. So it's regular dine kesem. I don't understand. Going to be a kesem because I have no reason to say okay from the bladder because blood doesn't come from the bladder, nothing comes from the bladder unless you eject it. So then they have nothing to be tight in. If it's mechubal karka, she'll be tar anyway. But if it's not mechubal karka, then I have. I would say she's tamei because I have nothing to be tight in. Kesem is tamei if you don't want to be tight in. But if I do, I want to be tight in, if she urinated, it could. It could have come from the uterus, it could have come from the bladder. Why assume it came from the uterus? If it's some derabanan, derabanan said that you can be male. I understand. So why not say it came from the bladder at the time she urinated? When she didn't urinate, I'm asking, I have no problem to be machmir. But when she urinated, I have a choice. It could have come with the urine, or poke the came right after the urination. So why should I say it came after? If it's the worst it is dinek samim. So the next summer we're always titled the Hakko.
It's not
Yeah, although if she sees it come from her body, she can't be chayshish, she came from her nose.
Right, but
I mean, you can't be
chayshish.
Yeah, well, don't, is that what we do? She has tight underwear on, she finds a stain, we know where it came from.
But the shots, she's going to, there's a flow, so to speak. As long as there's no hagosha, we don't see the dam neither, but the dam kesem.
That's the way we understood. And there is no flow, it's dripping. We're afraid that bust of the tamumaya dripped out. So, right. I think so. Without our gosha, that's what we assume. So is the embasachas? If you're right, it's good. I just don't see why it's basachas. It flowed, and after the flow, came the dripping. Why should we be chayshish for our gosha? Why should we guess that she had our gosha? Why? It's the tail end of the Hargosha, that's what she's saying. Maybe that's the pshat. It's the tail end of the whole thing. What?
How often does blood come in urine?
It's rare. I mean, blood coming from urine would be the same by a woman and a man.
But
it's the truth is that you don't need, by a kesem, you don't need a makah hamosik leitzidam. You don't have to know something's bleeding. If you know something's bleeding, even a bedikah with Tyler, it doesn't need a makabos klaytidam. With Tyler, in extreme cases.
We have to say that hagosha from dam, from the uterus, is definitely hagosha from the from ishteno, right?
It seems not. Look at the lashon of the machaber.
The question is whether the hagosha of the urine is masking hagosha from the dam.
It may be that it's masking it, or maybe it's the same hargoshen. Machaber's lashon, a filler hagisha gufa v'nizazaya, ein hacheshes. Shargoshes may regla hizu. The language appears to say that it's the same hargoshen. The language seems to say it. There's a, in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, there's a machzis hashekel, which we're familiar with from Arachayim. There's very little ahilchis nida, but in his first piece, he discusses this, how to explain this concept. The beginning of his nida, he has two mahalchim in how to explain this idea of hargoshes meraglayim and hargoshes dam. If it masked it, or if it's the same hargosha, we just title it in this case we title the meraglayim according to.
But if you're holding
hargosh
meraglayim with the same hargosha nida, then any time v'shas ayna, you have to say she's a tamid d'oraisa, she goes to the bathroom all the time.
Yeah, but you have to remember, the halacha is if a woman has a hargasha and she finds mucus, she's tar. The hargasha is not metame. The hargasha is a reason to be afraid she's bleeding. But if she has a hargasha, she's tar.
She's bleeding. She'll go to the bathroom.
Shashi's she's bleeding. If she has a, then you're right. If she has a hargasha and there's blood so that comes out.
So you say, then you have to say that's tamid d'oraisa then.
Where the dam comes with the flow? No, because I say that's hargoshes meraglayim.
I'm talking about v'shas ayna. Okay, and she.
Well, what do you mean by ayna? She's expecting a period, or yes. She got a period?
She has a period.
She got a period.
A period
so she's tamei.
It's flowing.
Right.
She goes to the bathroom because she has hargoshes to go to the bathroom. So you're saying that if it's the same hargosha, that means that she's tamei either.
Fine, she is. Yes. So.
Generally, say that maybe they don't have
argosha. So I'm not sure. We say women don't have argosha. There's no nafkamina lemaisa when she's actually bleeding with betamaha. Anyway, the question is if when women flow, they do feel a argosha or they don't. I found that different women have different opinions on the matter. So, and since I've never experienced it, I can't say. And when women are flowing, do they have argosha? They don't have argosha. It seems some do, some don't. I don't know when they're actually flowing during the heavy bleeding. So I'm not sure.
Why is the shach more machmir when it's in the water versus something?
The shach holds. I'll tell you why. The shach holds of Church Pichomer. He says you have to have proof it didn't come after the urination. He says you have to have proof. The proof is she sits at the edge, finds it in the water. That's a proof it came with the flow. Because if it had come after the flow, it would have dripped onto the seat. And
he means that we assume she would done a bedikah miyad and it's clean, obviously, because we say it really came from her, from the bladder.
A bedikah afterwards would not be enough. Would not be enough. Yeah, afterwards would not be enough. We're going to talk about bedikahs in the Rambam soon. All right. If you'll find me a svara, we'll answer the problem. You're right. Okay, at any rate, the halacha appears to be, the normative halacha for most of the poskim, seems to be that in our situations, when you find dam in the water, according to the shach, she's tameya. The chafas adam, and kitzer, the lechem v'simla has to say, the kitzer shodar has to say, v'el chaznida, ametame. The Aruch HaShulchan appears to hold that way. The Aruch HaShulchan here goes into great arichus in the Sugis HaGemara, like he does sometimes. But they all seem to be mashmir. He brings the shach, they all seem to be mashmir. And I guess the Haranaro Pashtay, I don't know. Our toilets seem to be worse. Because you find it in the water. It's mechubber. So if you find it on the toilet seat, it's mechubber, there's no question. Finding it in the water, the chashash here, for some reason, is a chashash of dam d'raisa, of hargosha. I shouldn't call it dam d'raisa, we'll see in a minute, the lashon of the Pesachei Tshuva. Let me talk about that in a minute, but it seems in the water we're afraid that the way our toilets are made, that would have yaitzah this third sheet. Therefore, it seems the chumra, again, they are mekilim, and I can hear a svara to be mekel, but I'm novuch in the halacha l'maisa.
Is there a difference because that the toilet seat is plastic?
Plastic, it happens to be a big machlaik is if plastic is mekabel tuma. Rife paistim, all plastic is not mekabel tuma. Look at Ramesha, Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Yosef, Yibad Lachaim. They all hold plastic is not mekabel tuma. There's one tshuva I'm aware of, the Michas Yitzchak, who holds that plastic is mekabel tuma, and the Ben Yashulchan Paskins, Kedarkai, like the Machmirim and the Shaila. But rife paistim hold it's not. In the case of a toilet seat, it's better. Because it's mechubel karka. The Pesachei Tshuva in Kuf Tzadik in Zivkat Yotes brings a Nagib Yehuda, even if the toilet seat was made from a kli. There's a case where there was a daf that the keli they used to use to make dough, and now they cut out and they made it into a toilet seat. So the mechubel karka doesn't matter, it's still tar. So, ksavim atar. So, kesem on the seat is tar. Down in the water is the issue that we have. Okay, Akan, this is, like I said, it's difficult in the Halacha L'maaseh, difficult in the Lamdis. However, the three Shittos in the Shulchan Aruch are very interesting. Now, let's just do a little more of the Ramah, then I want to get to a Pesachei Tshuva here. The Ramah, getting back to the second page on your copies, on line 4, the Ramah adds a number of separate Halachis. You have to picture this, if this would be the time of... If this is in a chaber, it would be separate sifim. I told you, Ramah's derech is not to break things into new sifim, so he's marach. V'davka k'shedimtza adam b'safal she mishtanes sham l'chud d'yedua shehu mimena. Davka, if it's a toilet that only she used. Aval nitzah b'safal she ish v'isha matilin shamayim. If you have a bathroom in the house and men and women use it, now today we flush. But once upon a time, there was no flushing. It accumulated. Tahira b'cholinyim. If a man and woman use it, she's tar no matter what. Why is she tar? It says shachs of cut and vav. Mishum dehava svek sveka. Yeah, if you want to be a lamdin, think about the svek sveka. First off, ikdiblimina ish. Maybe it came from the man, maybe it came from the woman. It came from the man, so the woman is certainly tar. V'tip tzalai b'bina yisha. Even if it came from the woman, shema loy mina makar. Maybe it came with the urine. Even if you find it, techasafal, and we're mekel because of the sveik. What?
If she found it into already in
the water,
and it wasn't clear anymore, so even that, you have
to say. So if she checked it beforehand, you mean?
If someone had
said
someone was used, it's
kind of
being
on the
people.
Right.
So there's urine already in there.
There's urine there.
And now she urines.
And the blood is it with the urine.
It's not even into a clear water.
Blood. It's not even into clear water, but she sees
that. Wouldn't that be enough to be a mother?
Well, if she's sitting over the Emtsa HaSafal, we said it's not.
But she can't even tell
Assuming she could tell it's dam, it didn't dissipate. She could tell, or it's mucusy dam. Assuming she could tell, so we have a svek sveka. No, but a kesem, if it's a drop of liquid, if somebody finds a kesem, we said on a toilet seat, it means a stain. You find a drip of blood on something, that's not. Now, here, we'll digress, one of the rules of svek sveka is a svek sveka has to be mishapech. Remember that? A svek sveka has to be able to be expressed both ways. The standard svek sveka, let's say you have a woman, let's say you have a woman who's not a, who's in the beginning of Subis, a woman who's a ba'ula. We have two svekas. Maybe she was mizana before. She says nothing happened. We know something happened. So we did. Gemara is a svek sveka. Maybe the bia was before she was married. Doesn't asa to her husband. And even if the bia was after she was married, assuming she's married to Yisrael, maybe she was nenas, maybe she was coerced, in which case she's also mutter to her husband. So that's the Gemara svek svek in the beginning of Ksubis. Svek svek, maybe before she was married, or maybe bainus. So that can be expressed both ways. Maybe before she was married, maybe bainus. Or you could express it, maybe bainus, maybe bemezid. Even if it was bemezid, maybe it was before she was married. That's a svek sveka, shiocha l'sapech. The svek sveka can be expressed in two directions. The chayra, we have a problem here. This svek sveka can't be, can't tell me if I'm right. Can this be expressed both ways? A suffix, maybe the blood came from the man, maybe it came from the woman. Even if it came from the woman, maybe it came with the urine. That's not the other one. It came from the woman, maybe with the urine, maybe after the urine. Even if it came after the urine, what are you going to say? It can be expressed in two directions. Once you say, so the woman, maybe with the urine, maybe after, then I feel it could saliva after, there's no attempt to saliva after. It's not a svek sveka, a mishapech. Seems to be an issue. Nobody addresses it. The reason is because one of the rules of klali svek sveka, it's a nice rule to know, and most of the time when you have a problem with a svek sveka, it doesn't go both ways, it's because of this, it's a taz. The taz really explained the Ramah. The taz has a rule of klali svek sveka. Why does a svek sveka have to be mishapech? Why does it have to go both ways? I was going to say one way. So Taz says, because we say, why say it your way? Maybe say it the other way. Who says to judge a svek sveka this or any other way? The Taz says, where there's a chronological sequence, there's a normal order, but to go in, then it doesn't have to be mesapech. We have a normal order. The Taz is talking about the following svek sveka. In Hilchus Treifis, there's something called a drusa. A drusa is an animal that was clawed by a wild animal. So that drusa is considered to be treif. We're afraid that the clawing caused a type of an injury that would make a treif. There's a case in the Shulchan Aruch where a lion was spotted on the farm, and there's a suffix if it went into the barn. So we'll make it with a svek sveka. Maybe it went into the barn, maybe it didn't go into the barn. If it went into the barn, who says that it clawed the animal in a way that would make it a treifus? If we know the lion was there, so it's a misafik v'machmir, but the suffik derais. But if we don't know if it went in, we say svek sveka. Maybe it went in, maybe it didn't go in. Even if it went in, maybe it didn't claw. Now here it doesn't go backwards. You start, maybe it clawed the animal, maybe it didn't. Even if it clawed the animal, there's no second suffik. The Taz says, but there's an order. There's an order. His lashon is, maybe there's no shayla, and maybe there's a shayla. Maybe there's no shayla, the lion never came in. And maybe there's a shayla, the lion came in, and then there's a shayla, it's still only a suffix. That's the order in which he it's expressed. It would seem that that's the pshat here in the shach. Here we our issue is there a shayla, there's no shayla. In other words, maybe the dam has nothing to do with the woman. Maybe it's a man's dam. In Tibtzalayma, it's the woman's dam. Maybe it came from here, maybe it came from there. That would seem to be the svara here of the svek sveka. And okay, be that as it may, we generally flush. At any rate, women, when they walk in, flush before they... So therefore, we don't have a... this is not so much lemais.
If the blood comes out of the side, then it's like for the house.
That's right. For us, blood on a... Oh, you mean... Blood on the edge, yeah, then... Well, it wouldn't help. Because a man always flows. A man is never shesesis. A man urinates. It doesn't urinate on tzvasa safel. That's the place to say this lashon.
Even if you did, you don't have one suffix, because if it's hard, maybe it's going to be
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't have to be a man. It could be another woman as well. Well, in Kuf Tzadik and being toiling another woman, we're not toiling. When there are two women, we're not toiling. It says that there are two women on a bed, and you find them, each woman can't be toiling the other because you can't be mitar both. It says if one is a zakena and one is a yalda, then we're toiling in the yalda. If one is a menekes and one is not, we're toiling the one. There has to be a reason to be toiling. You can't do a suffrage of Anul HaHakol if it's a contradiction, if it's a tati desasri.
Two women. From girls and from the men.
Yeah. Okay, but for Svek Svek, the old issue of the second suffix has to be a suffix ashakul. But apparently, he's going.
What? Concerned for the
what?
What
do you mean?
Well,
that's the case of Shtei Nashim Bemita. That's a sugi in Mesechtas Nida that we're not tight, unless there's a reason. They're both Tameim, yeah.
Why don't we say
tail
in
Yaradea sometimes? In Yaradea, we're also not tail unless there's a reason. In other words, there's a case we have kosher and treif to Rabbanon, and two pots. So what it says there is if you have two pots that are cooking, one is kosher, one's treif. And you have a piece of meat that's kosher and treif to Rabbanon. And somebody came along and threw one into the other. So with tail lahakol, that treif went to treif, and tar went to tar, but the Rabbanon's. But there also, if they're both kosher pots of meat, and one fell to one, and one fell to the other, we trafe both of them. Because we don't have what to be tailing. We don't want to be tailing. We're not going to be makshir the two of them. Same thing here. If you have two women in a bed, one's a nida anyway, one's not, we say the dam came from the nida. Which anyway is logical.
But
That's not by being Tyler. That's by two shaylin, by Shnei Kvishim, you mean. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when it fell in, we can't be Tyler, Tarti, the Sasri, and two Kvishim. If they is together, then you're right. But when it's one shaylin, which one fell into which? Then we're not. Right. Now, people have shaylins about the post-menopausal period of a woman's life. Where it's a chiddush to many people that typically when you ask a shayla, the halachas don't change after menopause, before menopause. If a woman has uterine bleeding, she's a nida, even if it's post-menopause. Because even though she hasn't had a period in a few years, blood from the uterus is still tame. If a woman bleeds, we don't say, well, she's a kena, post-menopause, so therefore she must be from somewhere else. There's no such halacha. However, there is a halacha that when you have a yalda and a zakena, a woman who's premenopause and a woman who's postmenopause on a bed, and there's a stain, would toila it in the woman that's younger, that's a derech to see. The only place in Shulchan Aruch with zakena where postmenopausal woman is something mentioned in Shulchan Aruch is the end of Siman Kuf Tzadik. In Simin Sifnun Beis, it says Mevedavar Kishkulan Shavais. When time of both, when all the women are the same, but Ketzad Achas Akena Shavur Olah Shol Shainis V'Lay Rasa. A woman who passed three periods and didn't have a period, Achas Yalda Akena Tyra Yalda Tameya. That's where it's mentioned. Actually, mentioned twice there at the end of Simin Kuf Tzad. There's one more place, and that's in Pischi Tshuva Beis here. The shaila is, you have a woman, post-menopause, who finds dam in the in the toilet, in the water, whether we have to be machmir or not. Now here, again, it requires a certain amount of concentration. Let's see. Ayin b'tshuvis, Pesach Tshuva Beis, the beginning of the second page in your copies.
No hargosh, no nothing,
Well, it was a flow. It could have been hargosh. Let's see what he says. Ayin b'tshuvis, Ovi Hadoini Zakeini Ponami Iris, Chelakav Simin Yud Beis, Shekosa. Isha Zakeina, Shechad Alay Rakanoshim, an older woman who no longer gets a period, Yesh L'tayim. If you find blood in the urine, in the toilet, you make them. The ma hanimtza yeshatar dama. Thank you. Hanimtza beis asiyas sarachel ba'imedes b'chol inyan. If she's standing, no matter what, upshita b'yisheves afilu v'nimtza be'emtza asafel. He's obviously going on the third shita. That emtza asafel is normally tameya, but he's a keno. We're mekel. Why? Now this is where it gets tricky. Dafle desa machmiru leitimu elam mishum kesem. Even the machmirim here in this simin, amitame, only a tumah derabanan. Now, what does he mean by this? He means because we're afraid the blood came after the urine, but it's a tumah derabanan. The kani kilu yaiser, and water in the urine is more kuladik. Ken kavachaymer and bekesem shichmiru, tiru bizakena. If by a kesem, which is our machmir by a regular woman, they were makel by an older woman. This is more kuladik than a regular kesem because during the flow of the urine we say blood wouldn't come from the makar. The mistava tamayu with a tziruf of the machaber shita who's mekel ayin sham. So Padamira says that a woman after menopause is mekel on dam in the after urination. It's rare that the Pesach Tshuva mentions his own opinion. Here, yes, a kasha. The Sidri Tari is the same kasha. Masha kosev the kesem tiaru bizakena. This which the Parabira says that ksamim atar by an older woman. There's no such thing. Rapisimin kuf tzadik siv beis isolagazu betinai kesheliges manalirai sayin sham. So the young girl who didn't start getting a period, it says, we'll make a son. Doesn't say about a zakena. Adarab, Mashkosa Ramasham, Sif Memdali. The zakena, Taylor Ba'atzma, B'yamin Shalayos, is a zakena. Nirullah Hepuch, there it says, if she has clothing that has a stain, she wore it before menopause, and now again after menopause, she's Taylor. Chimullah Hedyum, Sif Nun Beis, which I read you. But Tzarechian. So he asks a Gavaldig Akasha. He asks that there's no such thing that we'll make a by ksamim by women. Who stopped seeing down? So Mamela the part of Meiris is Tzarech here. So when I learned this, I don't understand the kasha. The answer is simple. The answer is simple. They asked the kasha. So I went on to the Eitzah Chochma and I did a search and I found that there's a tshuva from the Klosenberger Rebbe which he says this teretz. But the answer seems to be simple. Ksamim by a woman after menopause has regular dina ksamim. There's no shayma. However, we're more makel to be Taylor in something else by such a woman. That's what it says there in Sifnun Beis. That after a person has menopause, a woman has menopause, we're Taylor it more easily. We're Taylor in the Yalda if we can be Taylor in the Yalda. So what the Pabana Meiris means is that here the blood could have come from the bladder, could have come from the uterus, could be Damnida, could be non-Damnida. Normally we're Machmir. In a zakena with Taylor that the dam came with the urine, that it came from the bladder. That's the kavana of the Parameiris. He's not saying, because it's takapella, Parameiris say there's no ksamim by his kena. No such thing, there's no ksamim by his kena. You see that if she'd be sleeping in the bed herself, the stain would be metama. So if she's sleeping in the bed with the yalda, with Taylor in the yalda. So that means that there are ksamim, of course there are ksamim. He means that with Taylor more easily, we're more makel to be Taylor by a zakena. And Mela, that's what we're makel here to be Taylor by a zakena. And that seems to be the correct understanding of this Chuva. It's a marmokim because, again, post menopause, most, obviously, a woman who had her uterus removed There's no shaila, she can't be tame if she had a hysterectomy. She can't be tame, it has to be uterine bleeding. But nevertheless, a woman who bleeds from the uterus, even if she's well after the time that she normally bleeds, has normal DNA tumor. Except that with Taylor more easily. All right, we still have the second half of this Ramon. I guess we'll do that in Yisrael next week.